Happy Monday, everyone. My name's Jake Miranda.
I'm Claire Bolt.
And I'm Claire Strother.
It's Monday, May 3rd, and you're listening to Headlines from the Hill, brought to you by the Olaf Messenger.
This week, we're going to be highlighting events that are a part of Asian American and Pacific Islander Visibility Week on campus, some upcoming live performances, and a campus-wide vaccine update.
And, as always, we'll have a COVID numbers update too.
Throughout this week, St. Olaf will be hosting a variety of events to bring attention to Asian American and Pacific Islander Visibility Week. A talk from History, Asian Studies, and Women and Gender Studies Professor Stephanie Montgomery will open the week's events on Monday, May 3rd, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The focus of Professor Montgomery's talk will surround how students can take action to support AAPI students and faculty and the hashtag StopAsianHate movement.
On Thursday, May 6th, the Political Awareness Committee will be hosting another talk in the Visibility Series entitled White Supremacy and How It Affects the AAPI Community. The event will take place over Zoom from 8 to 9 p.m.
The week's events will close with two cultural performances outside of Bow Chapel on Saturday, May 8th. The two events will run from 1 p.m. to 3:45 p.m. The On-Campus Visibility Week events lie at the beginning of the National Asian American and Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, a celebration that began in 1993 but carries heightened significance this year as Asian American and Pacific Islander communities continue to encounter hatred and suffer increased violence throughout the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic.
On Thursday, May 6th, Eboo Patel will be hosting his last installment of the Interfaith Leadership for the 21st Century Workplace Seminar. This session will focus on facilitating interfaith conversations with a religiously diverse group. The program has attracted about 100 students to participate and was hosted by the Lutheran Center for Faith and Values.
This past Saturday, May 1st, Ole Thrift returned to campus. Held in the pause, students were allowed to sign up for 30-minute slots, starting at 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. This has been a campus favorite event for many years, and it was great to have it back this spring. Proceeds from the thrift event went towards sponsoring student-led sustainability projects on campus. I picked up some fun things, and it seemed like many other Olies did too.
As we reported last week, this past Saturday was the return of President's Ball. Of course, this year was a little different, and the festivities were outside on the quad. I think that the event was, for lack of a better term, enchanting, and came together nicely. There was, of course, the occasional stopping of the DJs to remind everyone to distance themselves, and the last 45 minutes of the event were rained out, but I'd say it was a success nonetheless. We'll see if it had any effects when a third of the students of the St. Olaf community is tested during our COVID surveillance tests this week.
This Saturday, May 8th, St. Olaf's Music Entertainment Committee will be hosting Oldiepalooza, a spin on the popular Chicago music festival Lollapalooza. This is always a really fun event at the end of the school year that helps to bring in the warm weather and signal the end of the semester. Campus musicians will be highlighted from 4 to 8 p.m. on the quad with food, games, and other activities.
Live theater is once again a possibility at St. Olaf with warmer weather. After the success of Mamma Mia in front of Bow Chapel last semester, campus theater groups have once again gotten creative with putting on live performances. This past weekend, The Tempest was performed in front of the Rolvag Steps, while next week, Sunday, May 9th, marks the opening of the spring play, Comedy of Errors, in front of the Kelsey Theater entrance. Lyric Theater is performing She Loves Me in the Christensen Hall of Music Courtyard on Saturday, May 8th, from 8 to 10 p.m.
In an email to all students, faculty, and staff, Campus Reopening Team Lead, Enoch Blazes, communicated many of the positive directions that St. Olaf is headed for the fall. According to Blazes, the college will not change community mitigation and social gathering protocols until at least 80% of the campus population is fully vaccinated. He then followed with an encouraging statistic, in which 521 faculty and staff, that's 65%, reported that they are fully vaccinated or in the process of receiving the vaccine, while 1,788 students, that's 62%, reported that they are fully vaccinated or in the process of receiving a vaccine. At this time, the college is requesting that all vaccinated community members self-report, so it's possible that these rates may be higher due to students or staff failing to report their status. Either way, it is a great way to see a normal fall semester in just a few months.
And now let's take a look at this week's COVID numbers. As of Sunday, May 2nd, there were 8 students in isolation and 20 in quarantine, with a 0.29% positivity rate. 2.24% of isolation beds were in use, and the 14-day student infection rate is 0.44%. This is nearly half the numbers of last week, so we are heading in a great direction. Rice County numbers have started to fall, with 48.51 positives per 10,000 residents. Currently, St. Olaf remains in a heightened yellow alert.
That's all for this week, folks.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Headlines from the Hill.
Have a great week, Olies.